Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today is the gospel lesson which was read before from Matthew chapter 25, which begins with these verses. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Friends in Christ, when was the last time you were genuinely shocked? Good news, bad news, makes no difference. Can you remember a time you were completely surprised and stunned? Some people enjoy being surprised. Others can't stand it, even if the surprise is a happy one. There's usually a little discomfort either way as we try to come to grips with a new reality. When Jesus speaks about the last day in today's gospel lesson, it is striking. You've got the Son of Man, Jesus, with His angels sitting on His kingly throne. You've got the separation of people into two groups, referred to as sheep and goats. And what I want you to notice today is that both groups are surprised. Both groups are stunned at what they hear before the throne of Jesus. What is the source of their shock? Let's look. The first group are the sheep. They are placed at the king's right, which was the position of honor. And then the king says to these people, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." The sheep are shocked to discover that when they were serving people in need, they were actually serving Jesus. Their service to them was really service to Him. Make no mistake, this is a good surprise. It reveals that their motives for serving were right. And then, there's the goats. They're placed at the king's left, which is not the position of honor. And the king says to these people, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick or in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Truly, I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." The goats are shocked. Shocked to discover that when they passed by people in need, they were actually passing by Jesus. They may have thought there was no advantage to serving those kinds of people. But it turns out their refusal to serve them was really refusal to serve Him. Make no mistake, this is a bad surprise. It reveals that their motives for service were wrong. And the goats go away into eternal punishment. And the sheep enter eternal life. Now you might feel a little astonished after hearing this yourself. And that's okay. This is a challenging word from our Lord. It's a good thing to wrestle with what Jesus says here. As you wrestle, here's a couple things to keep in mind. First, the sheep do not enter into eternal life simply because they did good things. Remember, the king said to them, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." You really don't earn an inheritance. Oh, you can lose one, but you don't really earn it. The sheep do the good that they do because they are living in relationship with a loving Father. Their doing of good is not self-conscious, or they're not doing good to get something. They already have what they need. Second thing is, Jesus is saying that what we do matters. It is true, we are saved by faith alone. But faith doesn't exist in a vacuum. Faith creates people who do Christ-like things. That's the problem with the goats. Their unwillingness to help those in need is a lack of Christ-likeness. And a lack of Christ-likeness reveals a lack of faith. If they are doing good, it is a self-conscious attempt to make themselves look better or feel better about themselves. So, if you are at all troubled by Jesus' vision of the last day, never forget that the King is also the Lamb who was slain. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It is still not too late to seek and find pardon in His sacrifice. It is not too late to trust in the payment He made at the cross, and then to do good in His name. His nail-scarred hands still hold the door to heaven open wide. His patient love is the best possible surprise. Would you please pray with me? Almighty God, Heavenly Father, Your word makes it plain that the day is coming when the history of this world will draw to a close and your Son Jesus will return as King over all and Judge of the earth. Father, that thought in our humanity can fill us with fear and trepidation until we remember that the King on the throne is also the Lamb who was slain. Father, send us your Holy Spirit to renew our faith in that Lamb, in that King, who gives us forgiveness and pardon, not based on our own list of things that we've done well, but based on His perfect performance of the law, His sacrificial death, and His triumphant resurrection. All that we have and all that we are before you is a result of Jesus' work. So when we stand in judgment, help us to trust fully and rest fully on what Jesus has done for us, knowing that a life lived in Christ produces fruit in keeping with repentance and faith. And may the fruit that we produce serve our neighbor as serving you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.